Hello, and welcome to another episode of Live Out Loud with Dr. K. Well, what can I say? It's been a little while since I last hopped on. I've been dealing with a little bit of a cold, and you may hear some of my voice as I go throughout this particular podcast, but forgive me in advance. I am progressively getting better, but just in case you hear a little cough or struggle or two, I'm just giving you a heads up. Your girl is still recuperating. Those sinuses, oh boy, they get you every time, especially when the seasons change. So, but enough about that. I'm excited about this particular topic for today. And the reason why is because there's been a lot of hype about, you know, 2020 being a year of 2020 vision. And, you know, I'm all for playing on that word, that particular phrase. But I also want to point out that we can have the clearest vision ever, but if we don't have the necessary goals and tenacity and stick-to-itness to go with it, then guess what? We're not going to get very far, right? And so we're now currently about a little over a month in, right? So we're still in the beginning of February, and I can almost guarantee that there are some of you listening now, and you're saying to yourself, "Wow, I did everything that I was supposed to do. I wrote down my goals, and I, you know, started with a clean slate, and I did all the things that I knew to do, but for some reason, I'm still not seeing the results that you desire," right? And, you know, first of all, I want to say, don't feel bad because you are not alone. Trust me. In fact, Forbes magazine says that less than 25% of people who make resolutions actually still stay committed to them 30 days in, right? So that means that at this point, only about 25% of y'all are actually still staying committed to the resolutions that you started off with in 2020. And the statistic goes on to say that only about 8%, that's right, y'all, 8% of people actually accomplish their vision and their goals, right? So that is pretty staggering. And I think that part of the reason why we see results like that is because regardless of how well a person may start off in a race, it's the race, you know, the race can begin well, but it's the challenges, the pitfalls, the unknowns, the unexpected hurdles that we encounter throughout the race that often takes us out. And I, you know, if I'll be even very honest with myself, I experienced much of the same, you know, even in this year, just, you know, having some obstacles that needing to overcome and, you know, having to make a choice like, okay, am I going to let this, you know, take me out the race or am I going to keep going? Even if that means I have to crawl sometimes, right? Because sometimes, let's face it, life can really, it can sucker punch you to the point where you fall to your knees. Even to the point where you fall completely flat. But there's a quote that something that Les Brown once said that I absolutely love. And he said, that's okay. He said, if you find yourself falling flat, make sure that you land on your back, because if you can look up, you can get up, my friend. Right. And so you always want to have that perspective. If you can look up, you can get up. And even if that means getting up, you and in the process of getting up, you can only crawl initially, then crawl your way to the finish line. But I want to make sure through this podcast and, you know, just throughout all our conversations that we continue to encourage and inspire each other to keep going and keep pushing, even in the midst of adversity, knowing that you got this and that you can and you will finish strong. So let's hop in. I want to get to 7 points. There's 7 points I want to share with you on how to maintain vision that supersedes your sight. So number one, I want you to make sure that you start with your why, right? Why is it that you are going after this particular goal? Like, what is it, you know, what do you hope to, what is it that you hope to accomplish or achieve through it? Do you want to help your family? Do you want to create more stability for them? Do you want to create legacy? Do you want to become, do you want to become a person that other individuals can count on, right? Do you want more freedom? Like, what is the ultimate end game? What is your why? A lot of times your why, again, like I mentioned, could be family. It could be, you know, debt freedom. It could be many things, but you want to start with your why. Because even when you feel yourself frustrated and discouraged, your why is what's going to keep you going, even in the midst of that, right? So you want to have a strong why. And then you also want to establish a compelling vision. So your vision is, again, is what you're going after, right? Your why is why you're going after it. The reason why you're, you know, looking to achieve a particular goal. And the vision itself is the goal that you're looking to achieve. And so we want to talk about that. We want to spend time on the vision itself and start with making sure that that vision is compelling, that it's something that really pushes you and draws you and compels you to want to move towards it, right? You want to make sure that it's something that gets you excited every morning, that you wake up thrilled to get out of bed and work towards that vision, right? That's the kind of vision that you want. Right. So that means that that vision has to be clear. It has to be concrete. Right. It can't be something like very vague. Like, I just want to make a lot of money. Right. That's not really a vision. Right. A part of the vision could be I want to obtain a new position where I earn an additional $100,000 a year or something like that, right? Or I want to grow my business to X amount of clients so that I can now make this type of profit, right? So you want to be really clear on what it is that you want to accomplish. And then you want to write it down, right? So that's number three. You want to write the vision and make it plain, as they say in Habakkuk 2:2. And for our Bible scholars out there, you want to make sure that you actually put it in writing and that it's something that you can visually see, right? And even better if you can do a vision board. I know vision boards are like really, really popular around this time. And you can probably find a vision board party happening somewhere around you. And it's a great time to take the vision that you've written down and actually create an image of it. Like, you know, I love vision boards because imagery really helps in creating the feeling of attainment, right? To be able to look at something and see it, right? Then what I think about, you know, when I think about it, as I share this, it's a story of Abraham when, you know, God said to him, I'm going to make you a father of many nations. And he told him to look at the stars, right? So that he could be able to get a picture of his offspring, of his seed, of the people that was going to come up behind him, right? And, you know, oftentimes it's the picture, the image that pushes us. So you want to get a picture of it. Number four, you want to also develop clear-cut action steps that coincide with that vision, right? You want to break it down. There's a saying where they say, how do you eat an elephant, right? And it's one piece at a time. So that means you want to take this big vision of yours and you want to figure out how can you break it down into manageable pieces that you can obtain over particular points of time, frames of time, right? And so you want to have clear action steps that you can target and measure and be able to establish deadlines for so that you can, you know, again, make sure that you are staying on track with where you desire to go. So number five, I want to also encourage you to not get distracted by what you see. A friend of mine named Neo always says this quote, and I absolutely love it. He says that we need to recognize that our current situation is not our final destination, right? And I want you to repeat that to yourself right now. I want you to say, my current situation is not my final destination. And it's so important to really get that down deep inside of you, because a lot of times we can get distracted by what we see. You know, we can get distracted by, you know, the bills that's not paid. We can get distracted by, you know, the unanswered cold calls that we're making to potential clients, right? We can get distracted by the rejection from different interviews or different things that we may be going after, right? That those things can become very discouraging, and we can get caught up to the point where we begin to now take this as a complete denial of what it is that we are seeking. And, you know, it's said that delay is not denial, right? There's a very popular quote that goes that way, that you want to make sure that you understand at all times that delay does not mean denial. And part of that is not allowing yourself to get distracted by it and to not get so consumed and focused on what you see. This is why I titled today's message, or today's podcast, Having Vision that goes beyond sight, right? Because you want to focus more on what the vision that you wrote down than you are focusing on what you see around you. Because a lot of times those things won't line up. And, you know, not too recently, I had a situation where I had to do that I had to follow that particular rule myself, right? I had signed up, I had booked a cruise about 2 years ago. My family and I, we go on cruises, extended family. My cousin, she tends to be often coordinates this. And we go on a cruise every 2 years to just connect. It was almost like a family reunion, right? And so I booked this cruise out 2 years ago and with my mother. And, you know, things began to happen that discouraged me and made me feel like, okay, I'm not going to be able to go on this cruise, because I had a couple of different financial obstacles and, you know, different other things that came up that made me feel like, okay, maybe this is not, perhaps this is not supposed to happen. And literally, I had gotten up to the day before the cruise. And, you know, while I was still working on it, I had the resources, but I was just trying to, at that point, be able to make sure that we were able to still get the reservation in place. I did a faith move, and I said, okay, I didn't get the confirmation on this, but by faith, I am going to go pull my suitcase out the basement, pull it up, and sit it in my bedroom by faith that I'll be able to pack and go on this cruise. And sure enough, I got the call later that day, and it became official. Like, became official. Everything worked out, and thanks to family, they helped to be able to make some of the calls and, you know, contact the cruise line, and everything worked out. And you know, the reason why I'm sharing this story is because even before I pulled out that suitcase, like even weeks leading up to the actual cruise itself, I kept visualizing. I kept getting a picture of what it was like to be in the sun, to be in the beautiful Bahamas, right? It's so gorgeous there too, by the way. You have to visit. Kept seeing myself basking in the sun and just playing in the beautiful water, enjoying every element of that particular trip. And guess what? I got to do it in the flesh. It happened. It went down. And I believe that part of the reason why it did is because I had the vision that it was going to happen. And so that's why vision is so vitally important. So the next thing I want to encourage you to do is to not be influenced by the detractors, right? So you have the distractions, but you also have detractors. And the detractors are the people, right? Those are the individuals, you know, that will get in your ear, right? So the distractions will try to mess with your sight, but detractors will try to mess with your hearing. Those are people who may try to convince you that you can't go after the dream, your dream. You can't go after your goals. They try to talk you out of it. They try to tell you that, no, this is not for you, or maybe it's not your time, or, you know, try to get you off track. And what you want to do during those particular times is you want to focus in on your inner authentic voice, right? You want to stay true to you, right? And this is why I am such a huge advocate of authenticity, because I believe that the more you are, the more you know who you are, the more you know what you want, and the more you stay true to what you want, right? So that's why it's so important to be very clear on who you are as a starting place. Number seven. So while we want to get the detractors away, the negative people away, we do want to gravitate towards the positive people, right? It's always good to have, you know, a good accountability system, good support system, right? So you want to establish accountability. You want to get people around you that you can say, hey, this is people that you can trust, right? Not the negative nannies, right? But the people that you know will actually support you and your endeavors, and get them to hold you accountable, because there is power in numbers. And you know, there's going to be times where you're going to feel weak and you're going to get discouraged, and maybe, you know, you'll be able to reach out. Those are the times where you need to actually reach out to those individuals and get that added support. And you know, accountability can also, it can come through people, but sometimes it can also come through, you know, putting the right systems in place in your life, right, that keep you focus, it keeps you on your A game. And so, and apps are great for that nowadays. Sometimes you can actually, you know, you can use some of the project management apps to help you to keep track and stay focused on your goals. Trello is one of them. And so you can look into that. And there's many others out there as well that can help you manage your particular goals so that you can stay on track. All right. And so last but not least, I want to encourage you to allow your pain to push you and not paralyze you, right? Push you, not paralyze you. Because regardless of what you do, you can put all these other tips into play and to practice, but life is going to happen. And I can almost guarantee it, because it happens to everyone. It happens to me, happens to the greats, like people who are doing great things. They've gone through great tribulations, but they allow those tribulations to push them and not paralyze them. And, you know, I have a friend of mine who is really, really good at this. And in fact, I was just complimenting them the other day and saying, wow, I love how you really dig, you really dig, you know, down and dig your feet down and go for it when things hit you, like when life hits you. Like, you still find a way to roll up your sleeves and be able to make it happen, be able to overcome the adversity and not be overcome by it, right? And that is a skill set, a huge skill set. And in fact, Tony Robbins often says that, you know, most successful entrepreneurs are successful because they have mastered that skill set, that they've mastered their psychology, right? In fact, he goes on to say that if you want to be, in order to be successful, you have to understand that psychology is 80% and skill set is actually 20%. The technical side is 20%. It's the ability to pull yourself up off the ground and dig your heels deep and keep going and stay fixture and stay immovable and, you know, not allow life to knock you down and knock you over or knock you out. That right there is what counts the most, right? You can be the most skilled and you can be the most talented, but if we don't know how to allow pain to push us and not paralyze us, then we can get stuck. We can get stuck and not be able to attain that vision and go beyond what we see, right? So, you know, and one of the things that can help you in that process is recognizing what you don't want, right? So a lot of times, you know, we allow fear to stop us from moving forward. But I encourage you to do the opposite. And I encourage you to allow fear to propel you forward. And I think a great example of that can be seen in a story. There's a story of, and you guys know I love stories, so I want to close with this story, right? So it's a story of two tribes of Indians, and they're at war with each other. And in the midst of the war, one of the chiefs comes and he speaks over the opposing tribe, and he says to them, it's basically him cursing this particular tribe. And the way in which he cursed them was by saying to this tribe that, "I declare that you will be in the same place this year as you were last year," right? And the reason why that's so devastating is because it's like, wait, so what you're basically saying is that they're going to be stagnant, that they're going to lack any type of progress and growth. And that, you know, when you think about that being the most devastating in a battle or war, it puts more perspective on just how important progress is to our lives, right? We all want progress. We all want to be able to, you know, accomplish our goals and our dreams. And so rather than thinking about what would happen if you fail at trying to go after it, think about how you would feel if you just never tried, right? And you're back in the same place because you never tried. And so I want to leave you with that. And I want to encourage you that even as you continue to press forward throughout the remainder of the year 2020 and beyond, that you would dare to see beyond what you can see, that you would focus more on faith than you do on sight. All right? So until next time, continue to be authentically you and unapologetic about it.